WQKL, Ann Arbor's 107.1, a Cumulus station.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we put it on wax. It's the news. It's the news.
This is Tree Town Sound with Matthew Altruda on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Everyone get fired up. It's May 9th. It's Mother's Day. To all those mothers out there listening, and for all those singles dads that wear two hats, happy Mother's Day. I hope you are celebrating. Call your mom. Let her know how much you love her. It's the day to do it. Every day is the day to do it, but especially today. So if you haven't yet, there's your reminder. This radio show does more than just play the best music out there. It is also... well, where do I even begin? This is the first time since February of 2020 that I've had a live studio guest, and today is extremely special. I have Michigander live in studio. Yes, Jason Singer is in person sitting in front of me. He's going to be performing live. We are going to be playing his new album. We're going to dive into some old stuff. If you don't know Michigander, well, chances are you probably do, because his new album has already charted two hit songs. One has went number five. One has just recently broken into the charts in the 20s. And in my opinion, might just go to number one. We're talking in studio. He has incredible stuff going on. The announcements that are going to be coming out over the next couple of weeks are truly monumental. And this interview will not mention TikTok, even though he has a huge following. But we are going to dive into a lot of other things. Now, I got to set the stage proper. And before I dive too deep into Michigander, I got to give a shout out to Peter Madcat Ruth, one of my favorite local musicians, Grammy Award winner, best harmonica player, like in the world, toured with Dave Brubeck. He's playing The Ark this Tuesday night. You can stream that show live with Take a Chance Tuesday. Do not miss Peter Madcat Ruth. Now back to your scheduled Michigander program. It's true. This whole hour, nonstop, will be Michigander. I will have his mic on for throughout the show, so if I misspeak, he can be like, yo, you're wrong. We're going to do all of that, so strap in. We're going for a ride. We're going to start off with going back on my back in the day sickle. Yeah, we're going to go back to 2018 to Midland, back before people really didn't know Michigander, but he planted the seeds to make incredible fans throughout the state, because this album, song for song, all the way through, is one of my most favorite albums. I cry with it. I dance with it. I laugh with it. I cuddle my cat with it. I do everything with it. So we're going to start off with two of my favorites from Midland. This is Fears on Tree Town Sound, Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Well, it's starting over. Yeah, it's starting now. Why are you running from your own? Where are you going? And what you plan to do when you reach that age, girl? We'll be right back.
Motown Sound on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
I hope that you find somebody to love you. Someone who lives in the same world that you do. But if you ever wanted to leave there, just know that I'll be standing right here. So you can come on back to me. Come on back to me. Come on back to me. You can come on back to me. Come on back to me. Come on back to me. Driving home all the way from Chicago. Falling asleep as I pass through the time zones. So tell me what's on your mind, 'cause I don't like being blind. Sad goodbye. Come on back to me. Come on back to me. You can come on back to me. Come on back to me. Come on back to me. 'Cause you can come on back to me. Come on back to me. Come on back to me. You can come on back to me. Come on back to me. Come on back to me.
back-to-back Michigander songs off his 2018 album, Midland. That is East Chicago, Indiana. Before that was Fears. I mean, if that doesn't make you feel good, oh, man. East Chicago, Indiana does something to my soul that, like, 97% of all music that's ever been put out doesn't do. I mean, that just speaks to my soul. I am, like, I'm nervously excited because in front of me right now is Michigander. Welcome to Treetown Sound.
Hello.
Can you believe it?
It's crazy to be, it's great to be here and crazy to be here.
It's great to see you. I mean, you're also my friend. So yes. Like the success that you're having right now, it's pretty unbelievable.
Thanks.
I mean, or let me rephrase that. It's believable. I mean, especially when I hear 2018's Midland, for how much I love those songs. I mean, I felt when I first heard it, the sky was the limit. Like when you reached out to me right from the start to play Sonic Lunch and I listened, I was like, oh my God, it's like I'm playing, like I just struck gold for my radio show. We're going to talk a little bit and I'm going to do a more of an interview later, but I'm going to start playing some of your new album and the success that your new album is having, Everything Will Be Okay Eventually, is probably success that you knew was coming just because you believe in your music a lot. And when I talked to you early on, you were like, I'm really, really proud of these songs. And now that I've completely, I mean, consumed your new album, I am absolutely blown away with it. It's absolutely incredible.
Thanks.
How does the success feel for an artist?
It's really weird right now because I can't really tell. I can't really tell if it's working because we're still at home. And I think the best way for an artist, especially me, to feel that anything's working is if like being at a show, being on the road and playing these shows in rooms packed with energy and people and feeling those moments when I can tell, like, oh, the music is actually connecting. And so now that I can't experience that, it's a little trickier. But the other day at that, we played that drive-in or that pod show with Mount Joy, and like there's a video of Letdown and like at the end and people are singing and it sounds like freaking Glastonbury or something. And I'm like, oh, I couldn't hear it on stage until I saw the video posted later. And then I was like, holy cow, that is amazing. Maybe it's working.
Does it feel like a dream? Like almost like you're going to wake up one morning and be like, whoa, maybe like,
yeah.
Does it almost not feel real because you haven't been able to like.
Yeah, it's like there's aspects of that are definitely true. But there's also parts where I'm just like, I don't know. It's like, is this only happening on the internet? Is this only happening like in my mind? And so, yeah, I guess it does kind of feel like a dream. It's a strange feeling.
Well, when Letdown went to number 5 on the Billboard National Airplay charts,
yeah,
it had to be like when you look at the list of your songs charting, you're like, I just passed Foo Fighters. Yeah. I just like. You're looking at artists that you love,
big
and
time.
Your song's getting more airplay than them.
That's it's pretty wild. I remember like being younger and going to Barnes & Noble and like getting the Rolling Stone and opening up the back and like reading the charts and being like, what band should I listen to from LimeWire today? And now it's cool just to like they don't print the charts anymore, unfortunately, but it's crazy to know that my name's on those charts and people are noticing. After so like many years of like being told to like get a real job and do all that stuff, it's cool. And like people like you've supported me since like the very beginning. And it still seems like the very beginning. I'm just getting started, I feel like.
You really are. Like it's just begun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been COVID, so you haven't been able to tour. Your albums leading up to this, I mean, none of them have had the promotion or C3 management record labels pushing it. And after having a hit song and now having a second hit song, I mean, it's absolutely working. Have you had any rare radio moments like where you've been like heard yourself and been like, oh my God, that's me that they're playing?
With Misery, it was really, that was like the first time.
Oh, yeah.
That was ever like on the radio and the charts and all that. That was the last EP. And that one was just like, I would hear it all the time. But now it's weird because Letdown's like played in like Kroger.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard it in Kroger?
Yeah, I was at Kroger in like Midland. And I didn't even notice it. And my girlfriend came running around the corner. She's like, listen. And I said, what? And she's like, I was like, oh my God, it's my song. It's almost to the end of it too. Guitar solo is starting. And I didn't realize it was even, yeah. So it's crazy.
But you're shopping at Kroger. They're playing you over. You don't even notice.
I didn't even notice. I just like tuned it out. But I people say they hear it all the time at Trader Joe's and everywhere in Walmart. And so I'm like, cool.
Well, when you have a number 5 hit song on the radio, I think it's fair to say that it's getting played everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
I know this station 107.1 is put you in our heavy rotation.
Yeah, that means a lot. Yeah,
it's almost to the point where it's like when I play it on Tree Town Sound, it's not as special because it's everyone hears it throughout the week.
We're playing all the special ones today, though.
No, we are. Yeah. We're playing all of them.
Everything.
Everything.
Crazy.
So we're going to do another song.
Cool.
This is Better, which I would say, I can't say which is my favorite on the album. I was going to say this is my third favorite, but it might be my second favorite. And by the end of it, it might be my first favorite. Yeah. So I can't really do it.
I feel the same.
But this one's charting right now.
Yeah.
It's in the 20s.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, I think it might do better than Let Down.
Yeah, I think so too.
You do?
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Michigander, live in studio here on Tree Town Sound. This is his second charting song on the National Airplay Billboard charts. This is Better off his brand new album, Everything Will Be Okay Eventually.
Sound on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
But since you're not here, I think I'll just go home. Kicking up the dust as we wander around downtown. I'll do anything to not go home.
There's ever been a song that rang more true than going through a year of a pandemic? I think it might be Michigander. Okay, that is off his brand new album, Everything Will Be Okay, eventually released on March 19th. In my opinion, that'll be the next radio hit off the album. Before that was Better, which is currently the new radio hit off the album. I'm going to give a quick shout out to my sponsors. As always, the Bank of Ann Arbor and Sonic Lunch, which Michigander has played before, and I guarantee he's going to play again, hopefully, this year. So what does that mean? Get vaccinated, wear a mask. Let's do everything to eliminate this pandemic. Also, Orion Automotive Services, they've been loving cars since 1994, providing automobile maintenance and repair services for European, domestic, and Asian vehicles. It's your dealership alternative. You obviously made a big investment on your car. You have to take care of it. Go see Rich at Orion. And if you're having car problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but Rich ain't one. Go see Rich at Orion. Community located on Jackson Road across the street from the BMW dealership, OrionA2.com. When we come back, more Michigander. He's going to be performing two songs live in studio. When we come back, we're going to be hearing his hit song off his new album that went to number 5 on the Billboard National Radio Charts, Let Down, on Treetown Sound, right after this.
Hi.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Guys, as a urologist, I've seen it all. What's normal for some men may not be normal for others. If your normal down there is off because of a bend with a bump that bothers you, it could be Peyronie's disease or PD. Learn more at takeonpd.com and talk to a specialized urologist, because PD is a medical condition that you can do something about. So don't wait. Find a urologist who has been specially trained to diagnose and treat PD. Visit takeonpd.com.
Locally made and played. Tree Town Sound on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
You're a concept worth exploring. Never nervous, never boring. I don't want to mess it up. No, I don't want to mess it up. Cross the state line to the morning. A little tired, a little swerving. I don't want to mess it up. No, I don't want to mess it up. Cause I've got
That is Let Down off Michigander's brand new album, Everything Will Be Okay, eventually released on March 19th of this year, 2021. It went to number 5 on the Billboard radio charts. It's still getting tons of national radio play, but not as much because he has another brand new song charting on the radio. And you know how the radio stations work. You can't have 5 hit songs at one time. Can you?
I don't think so.
So Let Down is an interesting song. What were you actually feeling let down about?
I wrote that chorus like forever ago. And it was just because I'm a person who always expects the best in everyone and people. And I usually have very high expectations of things or high hopes. It took me a while to kind of figure out the rest of the song. It's a song about being patient and waiting for good things to happen, because usually they do if you stick to your guns and work hard.
Did you know that song's a hit. Like, you listen to it, you're like, that's a hit. Like, when you first sent that to me, I was like, oh my God, that's a hit. Like, when you finished it, were you like, oh my God, I have a, this might be a hit. Like, could you hear what I heard?
I, truthfully, when I recorded the chorus, I have a voice memo. Some people, I posted it once, and it said, just of the chorus. It was all I had was the chorus, and I posted it, like a screenshot of the voice memo, and it said, potential hit song, ? And then it said, I don't know, maybe. Like, that was the title of the voice memo.
Nice.
And it was this song.
It's super important to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
And it's important to have high hopes, as ridiculous as that sounds. And man, I don't even know where to begin with you. I really don't, because you're such an interesting success story, because no one even knew you were a musician. Mm-hmm. You record music because someone like pretty much made you.
Mm.
Because, and then they inspired you. Like, I feel like your group of friends probably didn't even know you're a musician, knowing you.
Oh, I mean, like, they did. I think it was more of me, like, being very shy about it for mm-hmm. a long time, knowing that I was like, I'm good, but also I'm really shy about it. And then I got, like, went too far the other direction for a while, where I was like, I'm so good, everyone needs to know about it. And now I think my course is corrected.
Good.
And I'm in a good, stable place. Yeah.
Did you have friends who'd be like, oh my God, you can sing?
Oh yeah. Cause I didn't know I could sing. It took me forever to like kind of even, and I'm still learning, obviously. Like, I'm still, I've not arrived, but I like would just go and play the coffee shops and bars in Mount Pleasant when living in Midland, just and not tell anybody. Cause I wanted to like hone my craft without having any attention on
Did you
me.
Play lots of covers?
Oh, yeah. And then, like, loads of my own. Like, Fears is a song I wrote in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a song called Safe, like, I wrote. And I was playing those over 10 years ago.
What were your go-to cover songs back then?
I was playing, like, all these weird, like, Noel Gallagher, Oasis B-sides, and, like,
Were you one of those artists that you'd cover songs no one knows, so they think they're yours?
Yeah, but I didn't do that intentionally. But no. I just didn't know any. I just didn't really like pop music.
Yeah.
And so I just played like random weird Coldplay songs and like random U2 songs and Oasis songs and just anything really. Bright Eyes songs.
Is Coldplay like your ultimate support gig? Like, if you got a call and say, we want Michigander to open up this show at the Palace of Auburn Hills,
which is destroyed.
Which
now.
Is destroyed. So that'd
be in the parking lot.
Yeah. We want you to open up at Ford Field because that's where they'd play. Is Coldplay the group?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I used to be shy about that, but no, they're like my all-time favorite.
Would you be able to do it?
Definitely.
What if the National called you to open up the same night somewhere else? Would you?
We do Coldplay.
You do Coldplay?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was a dream to play a stadium gig. I mean, the music I make is,
it's stadium
in my
music.
Mind, it's arena rock.
It's arena rock, without a doubt. Yeah. Your music could fill any size room.
Yeah, that was the goal.
That was the goal.
Yeah.
I mean, you got it. And with Jake LaMotta on guitar.
You love Jake. Jake LaMotta's listening right now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's in the car listening.
Jake, we're going to rock Illusions next week.
We love Jake LaMotta.
Yeah, he's a great, great musician. So we're going to do one live in studio, and it's Reds. And when you released the album, Where Do We Go From Here in 2019, when I first listened to the album, I loved Misery. But I got to tell you, I thought Reds should have been the first radio single.
Yeah.
And it kind of got snubbed on the radio.
It did get snubbed. It got pushed a little, but...
A little bit, but not like it should have.
Yeah, it was a little tail end,
It made me mad.
Sorry.
Well, you know, it'll come... When you eventually put out your live album...
Yeah.
You'll give it second life with that.
It has become my fan favorite, that song.
Well, because it's incredible.
Thank you.
And now I'm going to hear it live in studio?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right.
Pretty cool.
This is the first time in a long time I have Michigander live in studio performing Reds.
Yeah.
Off his Where Do We Go From Here 2019. I always say Red instead
Everyone
of
Everyone always says that. That's so interesting. So maybe it's my fault.
Well, you're from Michigan, so you're adding the S to everything.
Yeah, Myers.
Myers, Labatt's,
yeah, Kroger's.
Yeah. Michigander, live in studio performing Reds.
Terrified, shaking in your skin. Play it cool while the ice is getting thin. Pump the brakes and throw away the keys. Would you just let go, 'cause you gotta learn to breathe. You don't have to figure it out, you just got lost. No, you haven't lost your mind. Well, you don't have to figure it out, you just got stuck. You just need to take some time. Tear it down and rip it all apart. We've been moving fast, chasing shooting stars. You got a cigarette tucked behind your ear. Well, the sun, it sets, but you don't have to fear. Well, you don't have to figure it out, you just got lost. No, you haven't lost your mind. Well, you don't have to figure it out, you just got stuck. You just need to take some time. You don't have to figure it out, you just got lost. No, you haven't lost your mind. Well, you don't have to figure it out, you just got stuck. Just need to take some time. Well, I won't let you go, no, I won't, I won't, I won't let you go, no, I won't, I won't, I won't let you go, no, I won't, I won't. No, you haven't lost your mind. You don't have to figure it out, you just got stuck. Just need to take some time. Well, you don't have to figure it out. Well, you don't have to figure it out. You don't have to figure it out. Well, you don't have to figure it out.
Absolutely incredible. That was Michigander live in studio performing Reds. Yeah, that was actually live in studio, in the flesh, on my radio show. Something that hasn't happened, man, since February of 2020. Incredible job, brother.
Thank you.
That's the first time I've actually seen live music.
I was wondering that while I was playing. I was like, is this a special moment?
This is a special moment. Like, I'm like, you had to stop. I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Do it again. Do it again.
Yeah.
We're going to do another song off the brand new album. And then we're going to talk some more why we have our captive audience, because, man, you're literally like a rock star playing my radio show. I'm enjoying it. Will you set the stage for Saturday for me?
Yeah. We were touring with Pete Yorn in November of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the first time I really was starting to experience like anything like with radio.
Yep.
Like Misery was on the radio. And I was like, this is crazy. And we're playing these shows and people were knowing the songs. And I was like, this is crazy. We're touring with Pete Yorn, who
yeah.
I love and adore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, just gave him a hug backstage, and then I'm playing a show. And I'm like, this is crazy. And Jason Schwartzman is in the green room. And I'm like, what the heck? This is wild. And we're just, this is a weird time. It was kind of like realizing like what was happening for me in the band. And I don't know, I had this like, I was like, wow, this rocks, but I hope I don't end up losing it all. And it's just like, that's what it's about. It's about not losing the good people and the good things you have in your life, and kind of realizing we're all on like this journey, and we're all walking ourselves home. And
that's Saturday?
That's Saturday.
All right. This is
a big old heater of a song.
Nice. Oh, I love it. This is Saturday by Michigander off his brand new album released March 19th. Where do we go from here? This is Saturday on Treetown Sound.
Well, it always feels like Saturday when I'm next to you. Calling your name on my heart with every move. And it's all downhill from here the minute that you walk away. And it's all downhill from here the minute I forget your. I don't wanna let you slip away. Let you slip away. Well, I heard my voice on the radio for the third time this week. I'm so scared of death. I can't breathe. And it's all down from me. The minute that you realize that we're all living in fear, and it's something that we can't hide. We can't hide.
Yeah.
That is Saturday off the brand new album, Everything Will Be Okay by Michigander. That was released on March 19th. He's live in studio. You probably just heard Reds live in studio and you were thinking, this is live? Seriously? Well, guess what? We're going to do one more. I know we're pressed for time. We're going to try to play the whole album. If I go over, then I guess I'll go in cumulus jail. We're just going to deal with that right now. We're going to do one more. You ready to do 48?
Yeah.
This is from the B side of Let Down. So still on Spotify.
Yeah.
48 hours felt like a lifetime. I know it's dumb, but it's true. You said you needed some alone time. I said, do what you gotta do. Well, I was gonna write so many songs about you. Well, I was gonna write so many songs for you. Well, you were a lighthouse on the shoreline. You became a glimmer of hope. Well, I wanna think that things change with time. But honestly, I just don't know. Well, I was gonna write so many songs about you. Well, I was gonna write so many songs for you. Well, I was gonna write so many songs about you. Well, guess this one will just have to do.
Incredible. That was 48 by Michigander off, well, the B-side of Let Down. Not on the brand new album, but it could have been if he wanted to, but it wasn't, so he didn't. So we're going to go to break.
Cool.
But we're going to say goodbye now because we're pressed for time. When we come back, we're going to hear two more songs off Michigander's brand new album because I am on a mission to hear every single song and play them on my radio show. So when we come back, you're going to hear Headlights and Together back to back to close us out before Mark Copeland, Under the Radar Radio. Brother, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Incredible journey. I can't begin to tell you how exciting it is to watch you make your rise.
Thank you for helping me do it.
Yeah. Man, you don't need any help.
Well,
just keep on making great music and
thanks.
Don't forget about us little people at radio stations back in Michigan.
Never will.
Never will. All right, thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
We come back from this break, two more off Michigander's brand new album, Where Do We Go From? Oh, no. Everything will be okay eventually. I'm going to make a mistake. It's live
okay.
Radio. Yeah.
We'll
Rock
be okay.
Roll. Rock and roll.
Okay. It's almost opening time. Got to email over photos of this season's line.
As a business owner, you've got a million things to think about.
Can't forget about that video conference later.
Dealing with second-rate cable internet shouldn't be one of them.
But I did switch to AT&T Internet for Business with integrated broadband and wireless connection, so I've got this.
AT&T Internet for Business is designed for business with an integrated network that gives you 99.9% reliability so you can focus on your business.
Really need to update the website and figure out whatever that was.
And even if the power suddenly goes out or if a construction worker accidentally cuts your cable line, AT&T Internet Backup automatically has you covered so your business stays one step ahead.
All right, it's go time.
Choose fast, highly reliable AT&T Internet for Business today and get a $100 AT&T Visa reward card. Go to att.com/businessinternet to take advantage of this offer today. The AT&T Visa reward card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted in the United States, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. No cash access. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
To every North Carolinian doing the work to keep us moving forward, thank you. COVID-19 came at us hard and you didn't back down. You put on a mask to slow the spread and protect those around you. You found creative ways to stay connected to family and friends. You lent a helping hand to a neighbor in need. Let's keep it up because we're not done just yet. Until enough of us are protected by the vaccine, we need to keep protecting each other. A message from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services.
It's all about local.
Treetown Sound on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Would you meet me in the middle if I gave you all my time? We could try to make it simple, but we'd probably lose our minds. Well, I'm staring outside the door and I'm looking down the street, waiting for your headlights to stare back at me. Well, I can't get over you, and I don't think that I want to. Standing in your shoes, I wish that you would want me back. Oh, there's nothing left to lose. Well, I stop myself with distances and I pass that on you long. Well, I don't think you're innocent. I can't get over you.
darker days keep getting dimmer. If the world's gonna fall apart, maybe we could fall together. If the world's gonna fall apart, I'll stick with you. Ooh. If the world's gonna fall apart, maybe we could fall together. If the world's gonna I could be with all.